See, everybody, they never know how many deacons it was. They have asked us, how many deacons was it? I said, it was enough. You don't tell how many. That's one thing we'll never give out. We'll never know how many deacons it was. Now, I know, Bob knows how many it was. That's right, Fletcher Anderson knows, he got the charter. So, James Formley came back about 3 weeks after that to make a big talk on, after that shooting freedom, to make a talk on the civil rights movement, and he was gonna stay with A.Z. Young. Me and D.L. had to stay and guard A.Z.'s house while the rally went on at the church over there. We sitting out in front of my lights out in my car. Here come two FBIs that we didn't know that went around and come down and there was a dead end street was behind old man Longboy's house back there. That was a dead end street back there. Went back to his field where he plied there over there. So we were sitting there in front of A.Z.'s house and we see that car. Oh, I went on that dead end street, man. I hit that start on that AD. I went up and blocked them in. Well, I know there was a car in Bogalusa, but that was an Avis rental car. Two FBI, President Johnson had sent there. They was checking to see was it a Bosch, a street behind AZ Young's house. Because see, they had a map of Bogalusa. That's where James Fulmer was gonna sleep at. They see it was in the back street behind his house. They know the street in front of the house because he stayed at a dead end back there. So when we pulled up there and blocked them in, I got out and hit the ditch on the left side. D.L. got out with that long 44, that 8-inch barrel on it. Hit downside the ditch on it. When they backed up to my car and they stopped. I was out the ditch right on him, the driver. I had 45 right there. Hold it, D.O. come up at the same time I did on the passenger. He said, what in the hell is y'all doing down here for? Oh, we some bad talking guys right there for the first minute, you know. Y'all know White lives down here. What the hell y'all doing down here? So they said, well, we are detectives. We just here trying to see if it's in the bypass street. You say you what? We're detectives. You said, let's see some identification. So the one on the passenger side went to his sport coat. He had a sport coat on, not that color like that. He did that deal, hold it, come out slow and easy. And he did come out of there. Both of them did. They come out in this coat pocket and on all that clip, man, they 33rd degree FBI stuff from Washington. Whoo, boy, switch started falling off of me. Lord have mercy, jailhouse, here I come. We done stuck up the wrong one, guy, guns. Oh, Lord, we done messed up the deacons. He said, is y'all deacons? I said, Yasin, I'm taking my gun down slow. He said, you ain't got to hide your gun. Say, y'all are digging. Say, we are here to see if it's in the back streets where Mr. Young, where Mr. Jack Fulmer gonna sleep in, right? We said, no, we just here watching the house. Now, we thought y'all was clowning because this is what they did. He said, that's all right. You know, 10 minutes. They said, well, y'all, okay. Y'all know. 10 minutes, he called them all the way back to the FBI in Washington and told them, said, them deacon defend. Is know how to check people better than the police do. He said they didn't get nervous, they didn't shoot until they found out investigation off of us. We got our charter the next week.